Do you love photos? Do they look more like clutter than treasures? If the unexpected happened, would you have peace of mind that they could be recovered? These are just a few of the reasons why Picture Love is here. Hi, I'm your host, Chris LaDon, and whether you're downsizing, decluttering, a genealogist, or an album maker, all photo lovers are welcome here. Picture Love is about curating photo evidence of lives well lived. Let's get started. Hi friends, I got a question for you. What's the personality of your photo profile? Don't know what the heck I mean, do you? I'll explain. In this episode of Picture Love, we're going to talk about the different labels you could give your photos. And I don't mean person, place, or thing, or event. I mean the three L's in your pictures. Now, I'm not going to oversimplify you or your picture-taking habits as falling into one of three pigeonholes, because that quite honestly irks me. When I take assessments, I hate being put in a pigeonhole, because you know what? There's never one label that applies to all of my many facets, and I'm not implying that to you too. But for the sake of simplicity, this might be very telling for you to take a look at from this perspective. So the first of the three L's is limited. Now, what do I mean by limited? I mean the pictures you take to remember where you parked at the airport. I mean the extra copies of the pictures you didn't know you took when you were putting your camera, your cell phone into your coat pocket, and you got half a dozen pictures of the palm of your hand. I'm talking about things that have limited value. They might have value for a short period of time, but a month down the road, they are nothing but extra clutter in your camera roll. Are you following? Limited could also mean this is a picture that I took because I needed to use it for a project or a report or for some media, and it has no value once that delivery has been made. That would go under the label of limited. You could also stretch the definition of limited to, right now it's important, but that is going to change once my new book is published. You like how I'm dreaming big? There's a lot of different ways an image is going to have a short life as far as its importance. And that's what I'm referring to as limited. When you are approaching it from my perspective, as somebody who manages and works with photos for a living, those are the easiest ones to say sayonara to. Moving on. The second L profile could be considered long-term. Now, long-term doesn't mean necessarily, you get to define what that means. It could mean something that like, oh, my lifetime, or a decade, or a season of life. That could be considered long-term importance. So as far as your photo profile goes, are you taking pictures that you're going to care about longer than just right now? Are you taking pictures that will most likely have more value to more people besides just yourself? If that's true, then that long-term value is probably assigned to some of them, not necessarily all of them. If you're taking pictures of a sporting event, most likely you're taking, because there's fast action images, probably more than you're actually going to keep. So that could be a blend of limited and long-term photos. So it's always nice to be able to delete the limited ones so that you're backing up the long-term ones, but I digress. The benefits of long-term photos would be things that are album-worthy, things that you might want to put on a holiday card, things that you might want to add to the family album, things that you might want to curate and make a vacation book before you dump the rest of them and just keep the highlights. Those could be considered long-term. They could also be considered things that are limited for you, but long-term for an organization that you're involved in and plan to pass the torch. Those could be considered long-term photos, and you get to decide if it's long-term importance to you or long-term importance for somebody else's legacy. Here's a quick story to illustrate the long-term I have several gardeners who I've served through the years, and they're very serious gardeners. They're very serious gardeners and passionate about their craft. Their long-term photography could be considered, okay, this is this year's harvest. This is next year's harvest. I would like to build on from my harvest from 2 years ago. That's where curating long-term photos can be very beneficial. You're using it for a record, not just to reminisce and not just for hopefully deep satisfaction of your fruits, pun intended, but that would be an example of something that has long-term benefits. Then we can talk about a legacy. Now, if your photography profile in a certain circumstance is a legacy, think of it as a global view, something you would zoom out mentally from and say long-term benefits for myself and maybe others after I'm no longer involved. Maybe you're working in genealogy. That is definitely legacy photography. Maybe you are accounting for the history or the renovation of a town. That's historical. Things that might be outlasting a single human life. That's the global view I'm referring to as far as a legacy profile for your photography. And as you scroll through your cell phone or whatever you're using as your primary camera, I'm sure you'll see varying degrees of limited, long-term, and legacy photos. But whatever you do, I would say do yourself a favor and give the legacy and the long-term more of your attention. The limited ones have limited value, and they're going to have a shorter shelf life, a sooner expiration date, so to speak, whereas the legacy ones are going to be things that people probably outside of your own household are going to appreciate and benefit from, because of the core values that you are making your decisions with. If you have been following this podcast for any period of time, you may have heard about the Women's Club Preservation Project that was completed in the end of 2023. It was super exciting to be able to preserve 50 years of service that this women's club and their many generations of members have through the years provided their communities. And I mean, we're going back through women's history in very, very meaningful ways. And what seems like a long time ago really wasn't at all. And the gift of having those made is such a meaningful thing for new members to look through and see whose legacy they're carrying on and how they're growing it and to project the legacies that they're creating for future generations of women and their own local history. It's so very special. I like to look at that from another perspective. Maybe you or somebody you know is adopted, and when somebody is chosen to be part of a new family tree, there's maybe a little bit of a DNA disconnect, but to have pictures of the genealogy that you're being adopted into is like handing a child a map. It's letting them see where they come in this grander scope, in this global view of their new family. And what a gift that is to discover whose history you're becoming part of. And I think that we all have that soul's need to be part of something greater than ourselves, because we know deep down we really are part of something grander than just a single human life. We are part of a story, an ongoing story, and we each get to decide how we're going to impact that story and how we're going to write the chapters of our story in the limited and long-term and the legacy aspects of our lives. So I hope this puts a smile on your face as you're scrolling through your camera roll and noticing, and I'm very curious to know where you land. Are you really more of a limited photo taker? Are you more of a long-term photographer? Or are you more of a legacy-making photo taker? Or maybe it changes from season to season. All that is fine. But whatever you do, I hope you are picturing love every day of every moment, whether it's in photos or not. Thank you for being here for this episode of Picture Love Podcast. It was designed with you in mind, so please don't forget to subscribe so you always know when the weekly show is available. Leave us a review so that other photo lovers can find us and I can curate more valuable content to support you. And also, check the show notes. If you weren't aware, I always link up resources and freebies just for you. Until next time, I invite you to picture the love. Take a picture, share a picture with somebody you love, and together we will curate a photo collection that represents our lives well lived.